Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
All right, welcome back. And this time of the night, of course, we always like to have somebody interesting. Now, last week we spoke to an expert about egg freezing, and we thought it was such an interesting topic, we'd like to talk a little bit more about it. We did talk about the population of the country and depleting populations and why we women are delaying having children, and all those other things all come up in the conversation. But we do want to get back into it tonight. And I'm delighted to have with me Scarlett Douglas. Scarlett is an English television presenter with a diverse background in singing, dancing and television property expertise. And the reason for that is because she's actually on one of my favourite programmes. I should never admit this, really. It's like admitting that you watch Coronation Street. A Place in the Sun. You know that one where these couples go off to some sunny island and they go, oh yeah, we want to buy a house. We've only got 70,000 and we want a mansion. You know, those kind of programmes. But I love them. Absolutely love them. She was also on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here in 2022. And at the age of 37, she has opted to have a procedure to future-proof her childbearing options. And she joins me this evening. Scarlett, welcome to the programme.
Ah, thanks for having me in. Nice to know that you find me interesting. So that's good.
Well, I found that programme interesting. We'll just briefly just touch on that, by the way. Did you enjoy doing that? Free holidays all over the world? All over the Mediterranean, I suppose. Was it good fun?
Oh, we did. It was. So I did that show. That was my first ever presenting show. And I started in 2015. And I guess I kind of give my career to that because I really learned how to hone my craft. But it was amazing because I was traveling around Europe. I was going to the Caribbean. I was going to Florida. And yeah, for the 6.5 years that I did that show, I got to experience so many different places, countries that I never would have normally visited. I've met some amazing house hunters. Obviously, yes, there are the frustrations sometimes when
I want a mansion and I've only got 70,000.
Yes, with a small budget and they expect a mansion with a pool by the beach. But I think the reason why that happens is because the show has been going for 20 odd years and they're always showing repeats. So even now, I'm not on the show anymore. I haven't been doing the show for about 2.5 years, but they still show my repeats. So people still think I'm on it. So all these shows that I've done years ago, where you probably could get something for 70,000, that's still getting repeated now, is never going to happen.
Well, you know? I don't know. There's something very addictive about the program. I know you were on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, which I'm sure was an amazing experience. Although I wouldn't be eating mealworms. You wouldn't have me doing anything like that. But let's get to why you're actually talking to us today. Now, last week, we only spoke to an expert about a clinic here in Ireland that is now future-proofing women's fertility by offering them the service of freezing their eggs. And she told us why, for medical reasons, or sometimes it's career. You know, you don't want to put your career on hold. You'd rather putting your possibility of having a child in the future on hold. For you, what was the reason to want to do this?
So for me, I'm very career driven. I have always had big goals, big dreams, big aspirations. And I feel as though, even though, yes, I'm 37, in my head, I'm still young. I'm still 27, you know, and I look it as well. So I can kind of get away.
Yeah, you're okay. You do. Actually, you do.
Thank you. But actually, in reality, obviously, as much as I feel young, my body, my reproductive system is not as young as it would have been if I was to have kids at 27, for example. So it was something that my friend had mentioned to me. And she said, I know you're career driven, but you really do need to future proof having children. And have you thought about egg freezing? At the time, I hadn't. I was just busy working, busy filming, busy being in the jungle, eating weird and wonderful foods. And I just thought, it got to a point last year where I actually had quite a bit of time on my hands. I thought, I do need to take this. I need to take this opportunity of a slight break in my working schedule that's normally manic and really think about the egg freezing. So yeah, I've had terrible relationships in the past, terrible partners. Thank goodness I never had kids with any of them. Who knows how long it will take for me to find the right guy that I want to have children with. So I just thought, you know what, whilst I'm working on myself, I'm working on my career, let me freeze my eggs so that I know at a later date I can come back to them when I'm ready for it and I don't have that pressure on me.
You mentioned having the bad relationships. Look, and there's nothing worse than a child being brought up in a bad home, having a bad relationship. Do you believe it's important to have relationships? Because so many women now are opting, of course, for having children alone, you know, as a single parent, and they're making that option. Do you think it's important to have two people in a relationship when you have a child?
Do you know, I think it completely depends on the individual. For me, it's important because I have been brought up in a family where my parents are still together. I only know my mum and my dad. Whereas my best friend, for her, you know, she only knows her mum and her sister. So she will absolutely just have a child and it'd be her bring up the child and she'd just be kind of a single mother. So I think it all depends on the individual. And, you know, I've spoken about it very openly on my social media and I have had women reach out and say, please don't wait for the man because you never know how long that could take. He might never come. Think about you, think about your children. So I know that there definitely are two sides to it. It's just for me personally, I would love to have my partner who I feel is a good enough husband and father, so that I can have a family with him.
Yeah, and of course, for most women, as they say, the cliche, the biological clock ticks away. And as time goes on, it gets more difficult, of course, to produce healthy eggs. But I suppose at your age, too, you have to be conscious of the fact that how long am I actually going to leave it then to have children? Because there is a point in your life where you don't want to be, you know, I don't know, 50 years of age and running around after a 5-year-old. That could be difficult. And also some people would claim, ah, maybe that's a little bit selfish, too, that you're doing it then just for your own sake. And maybe that's not the child's benefit. So, I mean, have you thought about an upper age that you would wait or that you would not wait to have a child?
I have. So I'm 38 in March this year, and I've said by the time I'm 40, if I don't have a partner, I'm going to seriously look for either a sperm donor or a really close friend that I know I can trust and we can basically kind of co-parent together. So I've got 2 years, basically. I've got 2 years and 2 and a bit months to find the right man and kind of go from there.
If anybody's listening, by the way, are you open to options, offers if there's anybody?
I'm open to options, yes.
Right, yeah, so there is an upper age limit because I know there are women who are talking about having children later in life, but, you know, but I think once it gets beyond a certain point, maybe it becomes unmanageable sometimes too, you know, for all of us because we get old. I couldn't imagine possibly at my age having a child now. I wouldn't be able, my children are all grown up. 24 is the youngest now at this stage. But what do you think of the negative arguments? And I'm not being negative on you, but there are people out there who come from a moral background. They say this is wrong. This is the reason why in Britain there's only 1.4 children to a family, only 1.5 in Ireland now at the moment, below the population replacement level, because people are not having kids. Women are too busy with their careers and they're not having families and children anymore. Yeah, you know, they're delaying it. What do you say to that argument?
Do you know what? I had a lot of people that were commenting on my post. I did a video diary throughout the whole process, and I had a lot of support, and also I had a lot of negative comments, which of course is always going to happen. I mean, again, I can only speak for me personally, but overall, yes, women are career driven, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't believe that we should be penalized. And also, there are women nowadays that just don't want to have kids. I've got friends that love what they do, love their career, love their nieces and nephews, and don't want to be a mum. There have been moments for me where I've thought, well, can I really do this? And will I really be a good mum? Because not every woman or man should be a parent. You know, you
No,
see a lot
that's
of children
true.
out there that are left up for adoption or are kind of being fostered. So actually, not everybody should be a parent. I don't believe that. And as much as women have been made to reproduce, that's not our only, it's not the only reason
Well,
why
you're
we do
talking to the converted. I was born in an orphanage. So you're talking to the converted. I was born in a mother and baby home here in Ireland, which you may be familiar with. There's a famous history belonging to the mother and baby homes here in Ireland. So you're talking to the converted when it comes to that. In relation to that moral argument, I suppose, why do you think women, well, obviously because of their careers is one reason, but we've gone from an average age of having a first child from 21 right up to now, I think it's 33 or 34, where we're having the first child. Some would argue that's not a good thing for society, but of course women are now making that choice that they don't have to jump straight into motherhood at the age of 21.
Absolutely. And I think we're living for a longer age as well now. So whereas before we would have probably passed away much younger, we're living for so many more years. And I think for me especially, if I was to have had a child with the person I was with at 21, we would not be together now because I didn't know who I was as a person and neither did he. So I think for me, it's about learning who I am, how I can be the best mother I can possibly be, having, you know, done my therapy, having sorted out all whatever childhood trauma that it is I've had. And now I know as a woman, I believe I can be the best person I can be for my child because I have done all the work on myself. So it's all dependent on that person. And I do think, you know, as women, we've been given so many more opportunities now to go to a higher level in our careers. Back in the day, we weren't. It was a lot of men that were taking the higher profile jobs, whereas now women are being given those opportunities to be seen and are showing that they're great at what they do. And actually, they should be the lead in a lot of things. And that in itself takes its toll. That in itself takes a lot of time out of anyone's schedule, a woman's schedule. And for me, people could say, well, if you were to have a child, that would be so selfish because you're traveling around the world all the time. I kind of can't win either way.
No, you're in a no-win situation. Yeah, I get
you. I'm in a no-win situation. So luckily for me, my mum lives two roads down from me, as does my dad. So yes, if I had a child right now, I know I would have two amazing
support.
Grandparents would babysit them. But also, I would want to take the child with me so they can experience the world I get to experience. They can see different cultures. They can see all the things that I get to see. I think that's so important for children, that they really learn about the big world that's out there. Mm-hmm. So, so for me, I guess I'm in a no-win situation with how people perceive me. But also for me, I'm in a win-win situation because I'm still getting to grow my career. But if I did have a child, I'd be able to show them so many beautiful, wonderful things that I couldn't have shown them when I was 21.
In relation to freezing your eggs itself and the whole procedure involved for other people who may be thinking about it or other women who may be thinking about it, I'm assuming it's a kind of day ward procedure. You just go in, I'm assuming, just like visiting your gynecologist for a smear test or whatever it happens to be. I'm assuming it's quite a simple procedure.
No, it's definitely
okay,
not.
Okay.
I would say there's
me being male and naive. But
absolutely. It's the complete opposite.
Okay.
From start to finish, from the first consultation to the eggs actually coming out, I would say it could be anywhere, but I did it quite quickly. So it was probably in the space of maybe 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks. But I actually documented it over a 4 week period, and it probably took 3 weeks altogether. So
you've taken hormone tablets first, I assume, or something.
Yes,
to, yeah,
exactly.
Okay.
And it all kind of depends on your cycle and where you are in your cycle of the month. Now, you do have to inject yourself every day with one particular injection and then another one every other day. And you're doing that for anywhere from 2 weeks to 2.5 weeks, depending on your hormone levels and how many eggs are kind of coming to the surface. So you get scanned twice a week, so they do really keep an eye on you. And then when you go in to have the procedure done, that's where I guess you could say, Nala, it is pretty quick. You're in, the procedure probably takes, I can't even remember how long it takes, but then the recovery period is maybe half an hour in the hospital. And then from there, you can go home and they just tell you to kind of take it easy for a few days. So it's not something that just happens quickly. You really have to take the time. You have to think about your body. For me, before I even started the injections, I was making sure I was eating clean. I wasn't drinking any alcohol. I was exercising.
Yeah, you got to think like you want to get pregnant. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. You've got to do the absolute best. I was taking all the right vitamins because I wanted to make sure my eggs were as healthy as possible. And luckily for me, I had 24 eggs out. And
24, that's a lot, isn't it? One go, yeah.
That's a lot. And 19 were healthy enough to freeze. So I've got 19 eggs. I've got a 75% chance, I think it is, to have my first child. And then it drops to, is it like a 20% chance to having my second child with those eggs? Mm. But at least I have that opportunity now.
And there's an ongoing cost, obviously. I don't want to get too much into get bogged down in the cost because we spoke about that last week on the radio. But there's an ongoing cost then to keeping them frozen as well. And obviously for the security point of view, they're kept, basically cryogenically kept.
Yes, exactly. As I like to say, my eggs are in the freezer and they're somewhere safe with the clinic that I did it with.
Yeah, you don't keep them at home and beside the pizzas or anything.
No, right? No, I definitely don't. But yeah, they're stored and they're frozen and you do pay a yearly amount. I can't remember how much mine is, but I think it's anywhere from like £250 to £500, I think.
Yeah, I think the same here. It's about £20 a month, I think, £25 a month or something like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, just to keep them stored. It does seem to be the way forward for a lot of women who are delaying that process because there's a much better opportunity of you getting pregnant later in life if you freeze your eggs at a younger age. Ideally, I suppose, the ideal age would be to freeze them, you know, somewhere around 30 or so, if that's what you wanted to do, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, they say actually kind of mid-20s, which sounds really young, especially as a lot of girls that are in their mid-20s now, again, might not even know if they want to have a child or not. And they're probably career-driven or they're focusing on something else. But they say that's kind of the best time. But they ideally would say no later. I don't believe they freeze eggs any later than 42. But from the age of kind of 35, the egg count and the egg quality does start to diminish.
I was going to say, over 42, you probably wouldn't be getting too many eggs anyway. Yeah, I mean, I imagine the amount would reduce. Yeah, yeah, because once you get close to menopause, once you get close to the menopause, that's kind of it. The show is over.
You want to do it, obviously.
But look, it's something you're extremely passionate about. And by the way, the statistics in the United Kingdom have shown that the amount of people freezing their eggs has tripled in the last 5 years, from what I'm aware.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And it's amazing, and the same actually. Here in Ireland. The nurse I had on last week from the clinic, I said to her, look, UK figures suggest these numbers have tripled over the last 5 years. I said, I know you might not have the figures to hand, but what's your experience in the clinic? And she said, my experience in the clinic is probably 4 to 5 times higher than they were 5 years ago. So it seems to be an extremely popular procedure. It's getting more and more popular.
That is really interesting. And I'd actually love to know the statistics around women of colour that are doing it, because mm-hmm. we don't really talk about it enough in our community. And it wasn't until I started documenting it that more women were coming out. Black women were saying, oh, I've done it, but I haven't really spoken to anybody about it. And, you know, well done. For
Why do you think that is, by the way? Because somebody said this to me. I was talking to an author there recently of Black Victim, Black Victor, Adam Coleman. And he was talking about black people not talking about sex, right? We were talking about sex and other things as well. But you're saying now, obviously, black people or black women of colour don't talk about, you know, pregnancy or freezing their eggs or, you know, women's problems or whatever it is. Why is that? Are they afraid to share that information with each other?
I think even from a young age, like culturally, we don't really like to go to the doctors. We maybe don't trust medical advice. And it's such a shame. It's a stigma that needs to be broken from many, many, many moons ago. And even with black women, when we talk about fertility and certain issues, fibroids can be a huge reason and cause for that. Fibroids are something that grows anywhere within the reproductive system, and it really can affect a lot of women, but predominantly women of colour. And I found out I had a small one, and it wasn't until I started kind of speaking to my friends, like, oh, I've just found this out, that every female I spoke to that was of colour have fibroids. And I'm like, why are we not talking about
it? Yeah, why
are
we talking about it? Yeah. Yeah.
Right. The more we talk about it, the more they can maybe do some research on it, the more we might be able to find a way to prevent it, or to at least kind of to stop it from happening, or have them removed and then them not grow back. But until we're actually talking about it publicly, no one's going to know that there's an issue there that needs to be fixed. Mm-hmm. So, again, I feel like it's not a big weight that I'm taking on myself, but if I can get a conversation started at least, and, you know, be able to speak to you, Noel, or whoever else it is that I'm speaking to about egg freezing or what's happening with our reproductive systems, then I'm absolutely going to do that. Because if I can help at least just one person, then it makes my whole journey worthwhile.
Well, look, it's been a pleasure talking to you today. And I'm sure many women around the country are listening to you at the moment thinking, ah, that sounds like a bad idea. I might do that myself. And hopefully,
yeah, just look into it.
Yeah, I mean, we spoke, as I said, there was a clinic we spoke to last week, and there's a lot of clinics now offering the service. The ones that used to offer IVF or still do offer IVF, but they now offer this service too. So it's been a pleasure talking to you, Scarlett, and good luck, by the way, in the future if you do decide to get pregnant. And when you do decide to get pregnant, I hope you have a lovely family. Listen, Scarlett Douglas, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
And you know what, the last thing I'd love to say really quickly, I know it is a very expensive procedure, but there are ways that women can do it. Where there's like a payment plan, or there are certain options that clinics can put in place for women that don't feel that they can afford that right now. So I just want to say it's not completely off limits for everybody. Look into it.
Yeah, I don't think you can get it on the NHS, but I know the HSE over here, you can get IVF, but I don't think you can get egg freezing. And I know there is an expense involved. It's a couple of thousand, I think, initially you have to pay. And then you have the ongoing cost of obviously keeping the eggs frozen. But maybe, I don't know, maybe our Taoiseach Simon Harris, better known as Prime Minister to you, our Taoiseach Simon Harris in the future, just like he did 2 years ago when he announced free IVF for everybody, will announce free egg freezing for everybody in the future too.
Okay, let's see.
All right, listen, Scarlett, thank you very much indeed, and I appreciate you joining us.
Thank you.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.